all in audio boom land. Yes, it's been a very long time since I recorded a message on here, or a post, whatever you want to call it. And yes, it is...
Oh, 2:04
in the morning. And yes, you are right. I should be tucked up asleep in my bed, but I'm not. Because I don't feel that tired. I should be, but I'm not. So I thought I would post on here, as I haven't done, as I said, for a while. What have I been up to? Well, not too much, actually. Work, coming up to Darren's, spending good weekends with Darren. I've got some annual leave coming up, which will be good, and I'm going to make the most of it. It's nice to have time off from work. I suppose people who don't work probably don't feel like that about it, but when you do, it's nice to have a break. To Saturday the 6th, went into Great Yarmouth. Quite sort of late-ish, just after 2 o'clock, I suppose. Had some lunch, late lunch, at Market Row Cafe. I had poached egg on toast and a couple of cups of tea. Darren had chicken nuggets, double chicken nuggets, which is about 16 or 18 chicken nuggets. So anyone that knows Darren eats a lot, he didn't have 30. So he had about 10,000 cups of tea. I don't know how many, really. Three, I think.
Easily.
Then we went to Wilco's and Sue helped us go around, so that was good. Then had a drink at Starbucks, thanks to Zara, because she decided that's where we're going. So we went. She likes it there. And that is one of her new toys that I got from Wilco's. I can't remember what it is, but it's a cuddly toy that's got a funny squeak in it. She has got another one, but I don't know where that is. Let me see. If it's that, probably not. It's probably one of the old ones.
What's this one? Oh, no, this is one of the old ones, I think.
Yeah, this is one of the old ones. I don't know where the other new one is.
She's probably laying on it.
So I got her two toys. I did try getting her to choose her own toy, but it didn't happen this time. She wasn't really that interested. Sometimes she does. I used to get my first dog, Honey, to choose her toys. And Honey was very good at it. Mind you, Honey was also good at trying to get me to shoplift, which obviously I would never do. She tried to walk me out of Boots before I paid. And then when I went actually to pay, then she jumped the queue and took me to the very front. And the funny thing was, people thought it was funny and they let her. They assumed at the time that it was something she was trained to do. And they were like, oh, that's clever. Yeah, it's great.
Well,
so they let her.
She is trained to do that because she's trained
so
to do an obstacle.
They let her go in front. I paid for my purchase and walked out. So I was like, oh, okay, thank you. Honey was, she was amazing. Loved her. She was my very first dog. And she taught me how much I value my independence and freedom of getting out and about on my own. As a totally blind person, she really did change my life. She was very much a life-changing guide dog. Never ever thought I would feel the way I did about having a guide dog, but I'm glad I had her. She made a huge difference to my life and I miss her loads. She had a good life though, whilst she was with me and when she stayed with Stuart and Dorothy. They looked after her, kept their promise and kept in touch with me. I was very lucky because for people who know and have had to have their guide dogs rehomed by guide dogs will know that, unfortunately, they do not give you the rehomer's details. And it is up to the rehomer to contact you. Some people are very, very unlucky, and I feel very sad to know that some people never have contact. There have been issues and situations where people haven't even known their dogs have died. And that's really sad. We spend so long with these dogs and so many years, and for anyone that knows, obviously, the bond between guide dog and guide dog owner, it's very strong. And to suddenly not have anything to do with that dog is really, really heartbreaking. I was very lucky with Honey, as I said, that her owners kept in touch. Sorry, I'm a bit rambly-rimbly at the moment because it is after 2 o'clock in the morning and I should be asleep. But, yeah, I was very lucky. She lived by the seaside and she had a good life, and she had just over 3 years of retirement. She worked till she was 11. Again, that was very lucky. But, yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I started talking about her, but I just did, I suppose. Darren is playing, oh, I can't even pronounce the flipping name of the mud.
It's called Prometheus.
What?
Prometheus.
Prometheus. And it's a mud. I know nothing about muds. It's almost like a DOS game, but it's, I don't know that it is. It's basically text.
That's a multi-user dungeon. It's
what? Really?
Yeah.
Dungeon?
Yeah, because it's all about different rooms and that sort of thing.
Right.
Each room you go into is considered to be a room.
Oh, okay. But it's a space game he plays, I think.
Yes, it is.
And he has a sound pack for it, which I'll... I don't know how long I've got, actually.
Orientation locked. Play slash board. 77 minutes and 35 seconds of 10 minutes and 0 seconds.
I've still got time, so I'll let you hear it.
I'll tell you.
That, I think, is his ship.
That's the engine noise.
It's the engine of his ship.
Yeah. I won't do too much more loud things with the volume up this loud, though.
No. But it's very effective, and they made it sound really real. Earlier, there was somebody on the game who burped, and it definitely sounded real. It's a shame when you walk, you don't hear the feet, though.
You can, but not quite sure why I've done that. I'm not quite sure why I can't, though. You should be able to.
Because I think you can on Mariani.
Yeah.
I think Mariani's it's another, that's another space mud, I think. And on Mariani, he has to do archaeological digs, and you hear the guy going because he's getting tired. It's quite funny. It's very effective, and it's very realistic, the sound effects. What else? I don't know what else, really. So I think I'm going to upload. But I just was listening to some booze and it prompted me that I hadn't done one for a bit. So I thought I'd do one. I probably should try get back into doing some more booze, because I've always thought of booze as a blind person's photograph. No, that was just telling me my
pause recording. Trim recording. Pause recording. 9 minutes and 37 seconds.
Oh yeah, it's gonna run out. Whoopsie. Anyway,
40 seconds of 10 minutes.
I've always thought of it as a blind person's photograph, and used to do loads of booze, but I don't really have too much confidence to do them. Anyway, that's enough of that. I will upload before it runs out and speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.
9 minutes.